month, January, marks the 46th anniversary that the Supreme Court legislated Roe versus Wade, that abortion was legal in all federal areas. You know, many churches and organizations recognize this month as Sanctity of Life Month, and we're doing that today. One of the organizations that we've supported for many years now is Northlake Crisis Pregnancy Center. And if you notice in your bulletin, there's going to be an open house next Sunday. The ladies are going to have something in February here at the church. There's a table set up right now in the foyer that we support Northlake Crisis Pregnancy Center. So please, you can read about that. It's inserted in your bulletin. And right now, there's a lady in our church, Lori Corrales. Her and her husband, Scott, and their three children have been coming to North Shore Bible Church now for 4 years. They moved here from the South Shore. Lori was a volunteer at Northlake Crisis Pregnancy Center for a year. In the last year and a half, she's been on the board there. And Lori's going to come up right now and share her story. So, Lori, come on up right now.
Bear with me. I'm not a public speaker. I'm quite nervous right now. I'm sure you can tell. So I agreed to do this when Jerry asked immediately. I said, yes, no problem. But of course, I was scared, but I want to give God the glory. So here it goes. I would like to share my story with you all today with the intention of glorifying God, but to also offer a reminder that we, the church, are not exempt from the problem and pain of abortion. My story begins 20 years ago. I was 15 years old. I came from a very religious family. I went to a religious high school where I made good grades. I was involved in many clubs. I was on the dance team. I had a normal life. I received an award from the Knights of Columbus for writing a pro-life essay, an essay I was proud of, an essay that I believed in. Then my world got turned upside down. I got pregnant. I was 15 and pregnant. I had never experienced that kind of fear before. Maybe until now. The kind of fear that clouds your judgment. The kind of fear that has you thinking things that you wouldn't normally think. This kind of fear was bigger than me, and I just couldn't handle it. Naturally, I spent a while in denial, thought this problem will just go away. When that didn't happen, I actually prayed for it to go away. I prayed and I begged and I pleaded with God to make it go away. When that didn't happen, I made the call. I called the abortion clinic, something I thought I would never do, because having a child just wasn't an option. It was ludicrous to even say out loud. I was completely and totally selfish. I didn't weigh the pros or cons. I didn't explore my options. I didn't think about what I had written in my pro-life essay, an essay that I really did believe in at the time. All that was out the window because now we were talking about my life, and I thought, my life's more important. Now looking back, I can see how we are so easily deceived. So I'm 15, I have no driver's license, I don't have a car, my parents don't know I'm pregnant. So I asked a neighbor, a friend, if he could bring me on an errand, because I was too ashamed to even tell him where I was going. He agreed, and we went. I arrived at the abortion clinic, signed in, took a pregnancy test, confirmed the pregnancy, and then I sat in a waiting room full of women. I didn't feel a thing. I wasn't thinking or praying anymore. I wasn't crying. I wasn't upset. I was numb. They called my name, and that's where the story takes a drastic turn. In that instant, in that second, God showed up. Being raised with religion all around me, I knew of God. Even though I spent most of my life just checking the boxes and going through the motions, I just knew of him. But in that moment, He became real to me. In that moment, I had a realization that that I was not prepared to look at him in the face one day and say, yes, I killed that baby that you gave me. At that point, I stood up and ran out crying. Thank God for unanswered prayers. Thank God that even though I had not given my life to him yet, he was willing and able to intervene in mine. I did come to know the Lord 8 years later, but that's not even the best part. That baby, that problem I thought I had, he'll be 19 in a few days. He gave his life to the Lord a few years ago and is living for him. God didn't stop there. His dad and I have been married for 12 years and have 2 more children together. I feel equipped to speak about this issue because of my story, because I do know what it's like to be in the shoes of a woman who finds herself in a hopeless place. God intervened that day. I was at the clinic, and what he revealed to me changed the course of my life and my story. I know so many women have been affected by abortion, and their stories are very different than mine. But one thing that's the same for all of us, for women who have thought about abortion or women who have had an abortion, is that God's grace and mercy and redemption. He is the hope in the hopeless places we can find ourselves in. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can be forgiven. You don't have to carry the hurt and the shame. Like I said in the beginning, this is a problem even within the church. There are sisters, friends, wives, mothers within the church who are hurting from the effects of abortion. Men are not exempt. The fathers of these children are affected by abortion as well. I like to bring these issues to light in order to do a better job at loving one another within the church. We have sisters and brothers in Christ who are hurting, and they're afraid to talk about it because of the shame, guilt, and judgment. I myself just told my mother this story yesterday. Even though my son is 19, I still had the shame of those thoughts. So I'm a Christian, and you think, oh, I'm forgiven, but it's still hard to talk about. And obviously, I did have shame still because I was afraid to even tell my own mom. This month, we celebrate the sanctity of life, and I think we can do that best with prayer. We can pray for any woman who becomes pregnant for the strength to choose life, even when she feels she has no choice. We can pray for anyone who's been affected by abortion to come to the Lord and be redeemed, restored, and forgiven. We can pray for the church that we as the body of Christ love one another without judgment when a fellow believer shares a burden that they have been carrying, that we glorify God when sharing our testimonies and bring to light those things that live in the dark. And we can pray for all the unborn children to be celebrated for the gift that they truly are. Thank you for your time. Thank you for bearing with me as I got through that. And I will be at the baby shower for the Crisis Pregnancy Center if anybody would like to talk. Thank you.